From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Kano is the biggest city in mainly Muslim northern Nigeria, and it's been the scene this week of deadly attacks by Islamist militants. Nearly 200 people have been killed. Nigeria is Africa's most populous nation, and the bombings have traumatized civilians, especially those from the country's largely Christian south. As NPR's Ophabia Quist Arkton reports from Kano, they feel under threat from the rebels, and they are fleeing the city in droves.
She's crying. She wants to go. She said, Mommy, I want to go. Mommy, I want to go.
It's bedlam at New Road bus station here in the heart of Kano. Scores of children, women and men are milling around with huge bundles and baggage in all shapes and sizes, waiting to be loaded onto half a dozen buses. Others are already on board. They're heading south, out of town, and they're in a hurry, desperate to leave the city and northern Nigeria. 32-year-old businesswoman and mother of four boys, Kemi Ezioha, says she's scared.
In the bomb blast, they normally kill both Christian and Muslim. We can't go to church, we can't pray, we can't do anything. All we do is, you're not safe.
You're not safe.
Others, like Glory Indudi, standing nearby, nod vigorously in agreement. She's wearing a red T-shirt and a deep frown etched on her forehead. Her five children have already taken their seats on a bus.
So we don't want to stay, we want to go. We want to go, we are tired. Can't you see the way I'm feeling? I'm shaking here, I don't want to stay, I'm going. I don't want to die here.
Both Ezioha and Indudi are Christians, originally from southern Nigeria. They're part of the Igbo business community that has lived in Kano for generations alongside the mainly Muslim majority in northern Nigeria's metropolis. But now they're too frightened to remain here because of the threat from the radical Islamist Boko Haram sect. Deadly multiple bombings last week have shaken residents in Kano and shaken many people's faith in being able to continue living side by side with assailants they feel want them dead. Sweating in the heat of the bus, Glory Indudi's 13-year-old daughter, Clara, has this message for Boko Haram.
We want them to just stop it and live a good life like other people.
We want them to just stop it and lead a good life like other people. They should look around. They are taking lives, old women and little children. They are taking people's lives, and we want them to stop.
Boko Haram initially targeted government and security institutions in what appeared to be a battle against the state. But in recent weeks, the militants have also bombed churches and are warning Christians to leave the north. Governor Rabiu Musa Kwankwaso gathered community, religious and traditional leaders together this week to discuss the way forward for Kano. Leonard Nwosu heads the Umbrella Association for the city's Igbo community. He says that while the government has promised to step up protection for civilians, that isn't enough for many people.
Well, it's really sad, but what we do, life is more sacred, life is more precious, life is first. If they wish to stay, the government have assured us security. When they feel that the security has finally been restored in Kano State, they might come back.
Observers warn that the problem in the north is not between Christians and Muslims, but about Nigerians, some of them Boko Haram members, who feel let down by the authorities and excluded from jobs, opportunities and education. So they use violence to try to polarize Africa's most populous nation and capture the president's attention. These explanations, though, do not convince Kemi Ezioha.
No, I don't really think I'll come back to Kano. This damn place, I'm sick and tired of this whole place. I don't think I'll come back. So I'm leaving Kano for good. Too bad, but I don't have a choice.
That's troubling for many people here. Ophelia Quistarkton, NPR News, Kano.